我的弟兄姊妹，我先交通。
Brothers and sisters, I will start sharing.
我要交通一节在约翰一书。
I will share from one verse from 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
十二到十四节。
Verse 12 to verse 14.
我想我就念一节半。
I will read 1.5 verses.
第十二节，小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
I'm writing to you, little children, that your sins have been forgiven because of his name.
第十三节，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
Verse 13, I am writing to you, fathers, that you have known him who has been from the beginning.
少年人呢，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
I'm writing to you, young people, that you have conquered the evil one.
圣灵借着使徒约翰的信向教会说话。
The Holy Spirit speaks to the church through the epistle of John.
听话的对象有三种人。
There are three audiences here.
小子、父老和少年人。
The little children, the fathers and the young people.
小子是初信的人。
The little children are those who just believed.
他们有一个宝贵的经历，就是罪得了赦免。
They have a wonderful, precious experience that their sins are forgiven.
就是一章九节的话应验在他们身上。
Because the word of chapter 1 verse 9 has been experienced by them.
父老是一生把自己一生都交在主手里的人。
The fathers are those who have given themselves to the Lord all the days of their lives.
他们抓住了神的旨意，把自己一生摆在主的工作中。
They cling onto the purpose of God and has placed themselves in it.
有时候我们尤其是特会的时候会偶尔遇见这样的弟兄姊妹。
Especially during special conferences, we sometimes meet brothers and sisters like this.
他们没有多少外面的服事，好像神把他们限制起来了一样。
They do not have a lot of outward services as if God has restricted them.
但是他们如果有一点点动作，一点点交通，就会带下主的同在。
But if they have a little bit of action, a little bit of sharing, that brings about the presence of the Lord.
他们在那边弟兄姊妹就知道神的权柄在那边。
If they're there, brothers and sisters know that the authority of God is there.
旁边的弟兄姊妹心里就有敬畏。
Brothers and sisters nearby will have a sense of fear in them.
今天特会的时候，有一次信息结束，我们在聚会厅外面。
After conference, we were outside of a meeting place.
然后姊妹就指给我看，你看那位弟兄。
And sister pointed at a brother.
因为弟兄身体有重病。
That brother has a great ailment in his body.
我曾经想过这次聚会我看见他我看见一位父老。
When I saw him, I thought I saw a father.
我那时候真的看见他的时候我觉得我看见一个少年人。
But when I saw him, I thought I saw a young person.
弟兄姊妹那位弟兄他身体有病。
Brothers and sisters, that brother had physical ailment.
但他里面的人不受限制。
But his inner man is not restricted.
对他的服事也不受限制。
So his service is also not restricted.
只要神不限制他。
As long as God doesn't restrict him.
任何外面的事情不能限制他。
Outward things cannot restrict him.
少年人就是不受限制。
Young men are those who are not being restricted.
我想我今天有一个负担就是交通少年人。
Today I have a burden to share on these young men.
我们去特会的时候好像听见别的地方的弟兄姊妹说、哦、你们那边年轻人很多。
When we go to other conferences, we hear of others talking about, hey, you have a lot of young people in your midst.
我们有年轻人的一组。
We have a young people gathering.
我们有中年人一组。
We have a middle-aged gathering.
好像最近几年我们有了青年家庭一组。
And recently we have young family gathering.
我想在神的眼里面不分年轻人、中年家庭、青年家庭。我想只要神不受限制我们在神眼中都是少年人。
I believe from the eyes of God, there's no distinction between young people, middle-aged people, or young families. As long as we're not restricted, then we're of this group young men.
神呼召少年人跟年龄没有关系人生阶段没有关系跟我们的身份都没有关系。
When God called these young men, there's no distinction between age and also no distinction based on status.
只要神不限制我们没有借口被限制。
As long as God doesn't restrict us, we have no excuse to be restricted.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗你有时间你要为神的事摆上。
Brothers and sisters, you ought to know that if you have time, you ought to give that to the Lord.
你有体力，你要为神的事摆上。
If you have energy, you have to give it to the Lord.
你有钱，你要为神的事摆上。
If you have money, you have to give it to the Lord's work.
你要不被限制。
You have to not be restricted.
你要做少年人。
You have to be a young man.
因为你们限制我们的不过就是两件事。
There are only two things that restrict us.
世界和肉体。
The world and the flesh.
仇敌手里有两个网罗，就是世界和肉体。
In the hands of the enemy, he has two snares, that is the world and the flesh.
你爱世界，你被限制。
If you love the world, then you're restricted.
你爱自己，你被限制。
If you love yourself, you're restricted.
你被限制，你就不能全心为主。
If you're restricted, then you cannot be wholeheartedly for the Lord.
有时候我们会叹息。
Sometimes we sigh.
流泪。
We weep.
懊悔。
We regret.
甚至有时会受苦。
Sometimes we suffer.
但是你仍然陷在世界和肉体里面。
But we're still sunk in this world and the flesh.
你又不能做少年。
Then you cannot be a young man.
有时候你说我还年轻，我不成熟。
Sometimes perhaps you say I'm still young and I'm not mature.
你说我工作太忙了。
I am too busy at my work.
你说生活琐事太多。
There's too many things in my daily living that encumbers me.
甚至你说我年纪大了，我恐怕没有时间赶上了。
Or perhaps you say you're too old and you cannot catch up anymore.
圣灵说你要把身体献上当作活祭。
The Holy Spirit says to give your body, offer your body as a living sacrifice.
有属灵人强调这一句，圣经讲的是你要把身体献上。有一位属灵人说。
There's a spiritual man who said that the emphasis is that you have to give your offer your body.
你要是献上了你的身体，从此以后你的时间不能限制你。
If you offer your body, then from then on, your time cannot restrict you.
你的体力也不能限制你。
And your energy cannot hinder you.
你的钱也不能限制你。
And your money cannot hinder you.
你觉得你有的很少。
You think you have very little.
你这个很少也不能限制你。
Even what you lack cannot restrict you.
无论我们怎么看自己，只要神不限制，神看我们是少年。
No matter how we look at ourselves, as long as God does not restrict us, then we're young men.
弟兄姊妹，你如果只有两个小钱。你不要被限制。
Brothers and sisters, if you only have but two little mites, do not be restricted.
你把它投在天上的银行里面。
Give those two mites to the bank of heaven.
你把它投在主的事业里面。
To offer that into God's business.
你不被限制，你就做少年人。
If you're not restricted, then you're a young man.
我们为什么能够不被限制？
So how could we not be restricted?
因为神所赐给我们的新生命是不被死亡限制的。
Because the new life that the Lord God has given us is one that is not restricted by death.
我们的经历到底是什么样的？
What is our experience in reality?
有时候我们来到聚会当中，擘饼聚会当中。
Sometimes we come to a meeting, to break a bread meeting.
你觉得你的灵都沉到地上了。
You feel like your spirit has sunk to the ground.
你觉得你没有力量。
You feel like you are without power.
但是你心里面还是想赞美。
But in your heart, you still want to praise him.
你想不仅是要赞美，你还想那个赞美背后没有叹气。
You want to not only praise him, but that your praise will be without a sigh.
你知道，如果你不被限制，你开口那一刻你就活过来了。
If you're not restricted, then the moment you open your mouth, you are made alive.
有时候不只是心里面的事情，身体上面也会有点限制。
Sometimes it's not just in your heart, perhaps your body has some restrictions.
你愿意身体软弱。
Because of your physical ailment.
不知道哪里疼。
You have some pain.
你就觉得我想在家躺着，我不想来聚会。
Then you thought I want to lay down at home and lie down at home and not come.
那你知道很奇妙，我们很多弟兄知道，我们不被限制，我们来到聚会当中，有时候神医治了我们。
The brothers and sisters know that sometimes miraculously when we come to the meeting, then God heals us.
但是有些时候情况也不是这样。
But sometimes the circumstance is not like that.
你来到聚会，你还是身体软弱。
You come to the meeting and your body is still weak.
你还是头疼。
Your head is still aching.
但是你却发现一件事情，主的同在不受限制。
But you discover one thing that God's presence is not restricted.
主的工作也不受限制。
And the Lord's work is not restricted.
你得的宝足也不减少。
And what you are filled with does not diminish.
你能供应的也不减少。
And what you can supply doesn't diminish either.
不但不减少，反而更多。
Not only does it not diminish, but it increases.
你要这个时候主用的，主要给的。
So now what the Lord is doing, what is he giving?
是你的身体没事的时候主不能用的主不能给的
is what the Lord cannot do and cannot give when your body is fine
你没有被限制你就知道什么是少年人
if you are not restricted then you know what it means to be a young man
你把两个小钱投在天上的银行里面
if you give your two mice to the bank of heaven
你发现主给你开天上的窗户
then you find that the Lord opens the floodgates of heaven
圣经说要倾覆于你无处可容
the Bible says
倾覆于你无处可容 pour out the
blessing you'll pour out the blessing and overflow
弟兄姊妹我们应该有一个心愿有一个追求
brothers and sisters we ought to have this desire and have this pursuit
不要让任何事情限制我们里面那一个属天的生命
we will not let anything restrict the heavenly life that we have within us
不要被任何事情限制了我们为主摆上
To not let anything restrict what we can give to the Lord.
你要做少年。
You want to be a young man.
你要为主的事业摆上。
You will do business for the Lord.
你发现神就倾覆于你。
Then God will bless you.
如果我们不奉献。
If we do not consecrate ourselves.
你发现属灵的事情我们认识很少。
You will find that we know very little of spiritual matters.
你发现复活生命的大能我们也经历很少。
You'll find that the experience of the resurrection power, we are limited in that.
我们可能没有经历过。
Or perhaps we haven't even experienced that.
什么叫不被限制?
What it means to not be restricted.
什么叫新生命在我们里面活着?
What it means to have that living, that new life that is alive in us.
但是你要不被限制,神要倾覆于你。
That if you will not be restricted, then God will pour out his blessing on you.
倾覆于你是为了把托付给你。
It is for the purpose of giving you an entrustment.
这就是这一节圣经所说的。
This is what this verse is saying.
因为你们胜了那恶者。
Because you have triumphed over the evil one.
这是一个得胜的托付。
This is an entrustment of victory.
弟兄姊妹，这两节圣经，我们发现对父老是一个评价。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that for fathers, this is
A comment.
对
小子们也是一个评价。
And for the little children, it is also a comment.
对少年人是一个托付。
But for the young man, it is an entrustment.
我们要做少年人。
We ought to be young men.
不然我们没办法承接主的托付。
Otherwise, we cannot receive the entrustment.
我们今天有一个危险。
Today, we have a danger.
我们被限制。
We are restricted.
我们不能全心为主。
We cannot wholeheartedly be for the Lord.
但是我们还有一个责任。
But we also have a responsibility.
我们就是不被限制。
That is to not be restricted.
不要让神的托付在这一代人上失落。
To not let God's entrustment be lost amongst this generation.
我交通到这里。
This concludes my sharing.
弟兄姊妹们好。
Good peace to you, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. 我想有一点负担再继续交通到神的家。
I have some burden to continue sharing on God's house.
上次我交通过神的家这个很短的分享之后
After a brief sharing on the house of God last time,
有一个弟兄就来问我
There's a brother that came to ask me,
你是怎么会有一个神的家的意念的?
Why do you have this thought of the house of God?
Yeah, 我诚实地说
Honestly saying,
我是从旧约读到的。
I read the Old Testament and got that.
因为旧约中，神在地上在寻找一个家。
Because in the Old Testament, God is looking for a house.
他也在以色列百姓中寻找一个安息之所。
And he was looking for a place of rest among his people of Israel.
Yeah, 但是这件事情并没有直接的影响到我。
But this matter did not directly affect me.
我只是知道这件事情是神一直在做的一件事情。
I just know that this is something that God has continued to do.
所以我今天有一个负担是怎么样让这件事情成为我跟我们相关。
So today my burden is how this matter can become something that affects us.
也就是我们一同建造神的家这件事情到底与我有什么关系。
It is a matter of how this building of the house together, how does that affect us?
若只是一个图画，但是没有内容。
If it is but a picture without content,
那我们就真的不知道在做什么。
then we do not know what we're doing.
旧约中以色列人他们受了很多的责备。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites received a lot of rebuke.
他们的经历是真的。
Their experience is real.
他们被神拯救，被神带出埃及，并且要来侍奉神，这都是真的。
They were saved by the Lord and brought out of Egypt in order to serve God. This is all real.
但是他们在走旷野的时候，整个见证就失落了。
But when they're in the wilderness, then they lost the testimony.
在希伯来书的第三章第十到第十一节。
In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
这里有一个神像以色列百姓中的一个审判或者是一个定案。
Here, there, in verse 10 and 11, it is what God has determined for the people of Israel.
他说所以我厌烦那世代的人说他们心里常常迷糊竟不晓得我的作为我就在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息。
Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
我想以色列百姓他们常常被责备。
I believe the people of Israel were often rebuked.
我们其实我们如果愿意服侍的我们也常常被责备。
If we're willing to serve, we'll also often be rebuked.
但这个责备带下来的是什么呢？
But what is the effect of this rebuke?
我们带下来的可能还是心里迷糊。我们带下来这心里还是迷糊。
你可以讲稍微大声一点，我听不太见。
哦，心里还是迷糊。
哦，So after we were rebuked, perhaps we are still confused.
我们还是找不到那一条路。
We cannot find that way.
所以我们最后还是找不到主的心意。
And we cannot find the heart of the Lord.
对，所以我有一个负担，是我们是否真的是走在这一条路上。
So I have a burden of how do we walk on this way.
但是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
主自己说，我就是道路、真理和生命。
Lord says, I'm the way and the truth and the life.
我们如果要认识如何来建立基督的身体
？If we want to understand how to build the body of Christ，
我们必须要来认识基督这位头。
Then we need to come and to know the head that is Christ。
西岸聚会有一次江弟兄就提到这样一件事情。
The West Coast Christian Conference once Brother Stephen Kong shared this。
就是为着我们的理解的缘故，我们会分别交通基督的身体和基督为元首。
For the sake of our understanding, sometimes we separate out the sharing of the body of Christ and also Christ at the head.
但是我们在交通到基督身体的时候，我们不能忘记基督是元首这一个原则。
But when we are fellowshipping on the body of Christ, we cannot forget.The principle that Christ is the head.
所以问题的中心其实是在于我们是否认识神。
Therefore, the central matter is whether we know God.
我想我们真的都听过很多的道。
We have indeed heard a lot of messages.
我们真的好像都已经能背出来怎么来认识神的旨意。
Perhaps we can recite how to know.The purpose of God.
在罗马书的第十二章一到二节。
And in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我想我就不读了。但是最后第二节说。
I think I will not read it entirety, but the latter part of verse 2 says.
我们认识神的纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
That we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这是那一条路。
This is that way.
奉献真的是那一条路。
Consecration is indeed that way.
如果我们只是说我们想认识如何来建造教会，如何来一同建立基督的身体。
If we want to say we only want to know how to build the body of Christ.
或者我们如何来建立神的家。
Or how to build the house of God.
但是我们忽略了我们需要首先是一个奉献的人。
But we neglect that we ought to be people first.Who are consecrated,
我们一定是成为一个迷糊的人。
Then we'll become those who are confused.
Yeah, 神其实不仅在这里给我们一个应许，让我们是通过奉献我们来认识他的旨意。
God doesn't just give us this promise here that through consecration we get to know His way.
他也给了我们另外一个应许。
Or to know His purpose, that He has given us another.
在以弗所书的一章十七节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
Yeah. 以弗所书一章十七节。
Ephesians 1:17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
我们是否真的重视这句话？
Do we pay heed to this word?
我们是否在向主真的求一个启示？
Do we truly seek the Lord for that revelation?
如果没有启示，我们真的没有目标。
If without revelation, then we'll have no goal.
我们也真的没有方向。
And we'll have no direction.
我们也不知道如何去行。
And we'll have no way.
所以我一开始我是想交通如何来一同建造神的家。
And for initially, I wanted to share on how to build the house of God together.
但是我发现，若我们对这位头没有一个真的认识，一个真的看见。
But I found that if we do not have this true knowledge of the head,
我们最后都成为了倒闭在旷野的那一批人。
Then we'll become those who fell in the desert.
我们可能真的有美好的愿望。
Perhaps we have a really good aspiration.
但是那些都成为一个美丽的图画，我们永远达不到。
But that becomes just a beautiful picture and we cannot attain it.
我想主不只是在主不只是在呼召门徒，
The Lord is not just calling disciples.
他也在呼召管家。
He's also calling stewards.
主人。他不是说只呼召一个管家。
He's not just calling for one steward.
他愿意我们每一个人都成为神的管家。
But he wants every single one of us to become God's steward.
神的管家，他要神的管家有忠心。
The key to a steward is faithfulness.
而且要有知识和见识。
And also to have wisdom and knowledge.
我们只有真的认识他，我们才有真的知识。
Only when we know him truly, then we'll have true knowledge.
我们只有经过许多的，许多十字架的经历，我们才有那个见识。
And only through a lot of experience of the cross, we'll have that true experience.
神在寻找这样的人来管理他的家。
And God is calling those people to be stewards of His house.
这是我们一同来建立神的家，我们每个人都需要去准备。
And this, yeah, sorry. And this is something that we have to all prepare ourselves.
愿主真的在这里向我们说话。
May the Lord truly speak to us here.
真的在里面呼召我们。
That He will call us with from within.
让我们看重他的旨意。
That will pay heed to his purpose.
也看重他的家。
And also pay heed to his house.
Yeah, 这就是我在讲的。
This concludes my sharing.
弟兄姊妹们大家好。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，我觉得我们在身体里面有时候真的觉得非常的奇妙。
Thank the Lord, when we're in his body, we sometimes find this very marvelous.
其实我昨天晚上的时候我还不知道今天应该要交通点什么。
Last night, I was still uncertain of what I ought to speak today.
我靠着自己的努力自己准备了三四个题目，但是实在是很多就是写不下去。
Through my own effort, I prepared 3 to 4 different topics, but I couldn't continue to prepare for any one of them.
但是今天早晨我觉得主给我一点的负担。
But this morning, I felt the Lord gave me a little bit of burden.
然后我刚才听到两位弟兄的交通，我也觉得我们其实负担是一致的。
And when I heard our two brothers share, I realized that this is the same burden.
很简单的一个题目想跟大家交通，就是我们的心。
A very simple topic I want to share on today, it is our heart.
我们韩孝弟兄在主日的时候常常交通这件事情，就是我们的心。
Our brother Alex has often shared on Sunday regarding our heart.
我想说那我们的心是什么呢？我们的心就是我们这个人就是最本质的 那个就是最本质，我们的本质。
What is our heart? That is the most essential part of ourselves.
我们的心所要的，基本上就代表我们这个人是一个什么样的人。
What kind of things our heart desires? That tells us what kind of people we are.
这个心也是我们最里面最深处的一个东西。
And our heart is something buried the most deep within.
人不一定看得见。
Others may not be able to see.
有时候我们甚至我们自己可能都不是非常的清楚。
Perhaps even times we don't know it very well.
但是当我们在做决定做选择的时候
But when we're making decisions,
我们就能够显出来我们的心到底要的是什么。
That shows what our hearts want.
就显出我们这个人到底是一个什么样的人。
And it reveals what kind of people we are.
这个是没有办法隐藏的。
This is something we cannot hide.
所以我们今天都是已经信主的人。
Today we are those who believe the Lord.
我们的心在他那里吗？
Our hearts are with him.
知道人的本性常常是喜欢一些外面的东西或者是一些表面的东西。
Our nature is that we might like something that's outward or something superficial.
我们看重我们的行为。
We pay attention to our actions.
看重别人对我们的评价。
And we value other people's judgment on us.
那我们如果这个思想的多一点的话，就好像之前新强给我们在主日交通过的，就是我们会看重我们的心思。
And if we think a bit more, then it is like our brother Adrian shared that we pay attention to our mind.
我们发现我们这个人很多的旧心思，然后这些心思很多是不洁净的，很多是让我们这个人困扰，或者是给我们这个人拖后腿的。
That is our mind is the old mind is something that is very unclean.
我觉得有一件事好像比这些好像更本质一些，更深一些。
But there seems to be something even more fundamental than these.
就是我们的心。
That is our heart.
箴言第四章告诉我们说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
In Proverbs chapter 4, it says that protect your heart, for all the results of life stems from this.
所以我今天有一点负担，就是我盼望我们弟兄姊妹们，我们能够看重我们的心。
Therefore, today my burden is to that we will pay attention to our heart.
把我们的心摆在主的面前，让主来鉴察，让主来光照，让主来清洁。
That we place our hearts before the Lord for Him to examine and for Him to illuminate and for Him to cleanse.
对，事实上不仅是箴言讲到我们一生的果效是由心发出的，马太福音里面我们也知道有不同的土，对不对？不同的土地。
And not only does Proverbs have that verse, but we also know from Matthew the parable of the sower.
我们知道这些土地，不同的土，不管是好土，或者是长荆棘的土地，或者是带石头的土地，这些都是指着我们的心说的。
And we know that the soil, whether it is good soil or soil that is with a lot of thorns or the shallow place with a lot of rocks, those speak of our heart.
我们知道我们属灵能不能结果子，能不能有果效。其实马太福音第十三章讲到土地这里的时候，它是告诉我们什么样的土地最终就有一个什么样的结果，会结一个什么样的果子。
And in our spiritual life, whether there will be any effect, whether we can bear any fruit, in Matthew chapter 13, it tells us that it is based on the soil.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是应该看重我们的心，因为实在是我们的心来决定我们这个人，也决定我们属灵的果子或者是情况。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to our heart condition because that determines whether we'll have spiritual effect and whether we can bear fruit.
我们今天的心是一个柔软的心还是一个刚硬的心？
Today, is our heart softened, tender, or is it something that is hardened?
我们的心是一个单纯的专一的心还是一个很掺杂很复杂的心？
Is our heart something pure and simple, or is it something with a mixture and a second thought?
这些都决定我们能不能走在主的路上的时候，或者说这些都决定我们能不能找到那条属灵的路。
And this determines whether we can find that spiritual way.
叫我们有的时候觉得非常的困惑，我们不知道属灵的路在哪里。
Sometimes we are very confused and do not know where the spiritual way is.
我们看发生在我们自己身上的事，看发生在聚会的事情，别人的身上的事，我们不知道那个属灵的路在哪里。
We look at the things that happen to ourselves, to those in the congregation, and to the congregation as a whole, and we do not know where the spiritual way is.
我们不知道是怎么回事。
We don't know what's going up.
我实在是觉得这个是因为我们的心啊，没有那个专一清洁的心对着主。
I feel that this is because we do not have that pure heart that is single-eyed to the Lord.
我们的心啊，没有活在恩膏底下，没有活在圣灵的引导底下。
And our heart is not living under the anointing and is not following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
要当圣灵对我们说话的时候，我们的心没有顺服。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us, our hearts do not obey Him.
所以我们就不明白神在做什么，不明白神的心。
So then we do not know what God is doing and we do not know what is the heart of God.
所以我们很多时候就觉得非常的困惑，我们来聚会可能或许也觉得不知道在干什么。
Therefore, we are often confused, and when we come to meetings, we don't even know why we gather.
Yeah, 所以我今天其实就想跟大家交通这样一个非常简单的一个事情，就是回到我们的心里面，用我们的心灵和诚实去认识主，去与主交通，去经历它。
Today, therefore, brothers and sisters, I have this very simple message to return to look at our hearts and use our spirit and truth to worship Him and to know Him in our spirit and truth.
当我们回到我们的心里面的时候，我们当我们的心真的柔软下来的时候，我们就看见主，他是离我们这样的近。
And when we return to our hearts and our hearts are tender, then we see that God is actually very close to us.
我们就知道主他是这样的爱我们。
And we know that He really loves us.
我们就真的看见万事都互相效力，为着爱他的人得益处。
And we see that all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
我们知道耶稣为我，耶稣都是为着我，他是让我得益处的。
And we know that Jesus for me, everything is for the benefit of me.
我今天只有这一点简单的负担跟大家交通。
Today I have this simple burden to share with you.
在历代志上29章里面记录了大卫的一个祷告。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, it records a prayer of David.
29章第14节，我算什么，我的民算什么，竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都是从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
Chapter 29, verse 14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.
16节，耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属你的。
Verse 16, O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build your a house for your holy name is from your hand, and it's all your own.
17节，我的神啊，我知道你察验人心，喜悦正直，我以正直的心乐意献上这一切物。现在我喜欢见你的民，在这里都乐意奉献于你。
Verse 17, I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now, with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you.
这里是大卫在最后向所罗门和他的会众交代建圣殿的事之后有的一个祷告。
Here records the prayer of David after he has shared with his son and also the people, final instructions regarding building of the temple.
我们都知道大卫他为了建殿，他穷尽他的余生为建殿预备材料。
We all know that David, for the sake of building the temple, that he used the rest of his life to prepare the materials.
但在这个祷告里面其实也记录了一件事。
But in this prayer, it records one thing.
就是不仅是大卫，连他的民都是甘心乐意地为建造圣殿预备材料。
That it is not just David, but also all the people were willingly preparing material for the temple's building.
他们这样做，他们献上一切，是因为他们知道这一切其实都是从神而来的。
And they were willingly doing this because they know that all these came from God in the first place.
这个场景就让我想到另外一个非常相似的场景，是在出埃及记35章和36章。
And this scene reminded me of something very similar this in Exodus chapter 35 and 36.
当时神在西乃山上吩咐摩西，让百姓为建会幕献上礼物。
During that time, God on Mount Sinai instructed Moses to have the people of Israel to prepare, the materials for the tabernacle.
然后每个早晨都有百姓不断地献上甘心乐意的礼物。
And every morning, there are people who continually and willingly give, prepare materials.
最后多到一个什么程度呢？
And the abundance is so severe.
在出埃及记36章里说，这里的礼物不仅远远超过建会幕所需要的，还需要人去拦阻，阻挡这些百姓继续再拿礼物来。
In Exodus chapter 36, it says that not only are these offerings so great that it exceeds what is needed for building a tabernacle, they actually need to instruct people to stop others from offering.
我们都知道，不管是当时会幕建成还是圣殿建成，耶和华的荣光都大大的充满那里。
We know that whether it be the tabernacle being built or the temple being built, then the Lord's glory is revealed there.
虽然最一开始是神吩咐这些百姓献上礼物。
Even though at the beginning it is God instructing the people to offer these things up.
当我们去读的时候，你会发现百姓献上这些礼物的时候，他们心里面没有一点苦涩为难的感觉。
But when we read these passages, we find out that when these people are offering these gifts, they did not feel forced and, have reservations with them.
反而百姓有一种总觉得不够，我要持续不断的献上的感觉。
But instead, the people kept feeling that this is inadequate and they need to give even more.
这个就让我想到我们两周前交通孙弟兄的一篇信息，叫《敬拜的生活》。
This reminded me of 2 weeks ago when we were studying this, message from Brother Sun regarding the, a life of worship.
他说敬拜的意义就是神配得。
He said that the meaning of worship is that God is worthy.
我想这两处情形就已经很清楚的在向我们展示什么叫神配得。
And here these two scenes help us see very clearly what it means for God to be worthy.
就像大卫 他在祷告里说的，我算什么，我们算什么。
Just like David in his prayer says, who am I and who are my people?
一切都是从神来，所以他值得一切都献给他。
For all things came from him, therefore itdeserves all things to be given back to him.
我们最近这一段时间也交通了许多关于见证的事情。
These days, we also had a lot of fellowship on the matter of testimony.
我们都很盼望可以有一个非常强的见证。
We all desire to have a very strong testimony.
但是我们所盼望的见证是什么呢？
But what is the testimony that we desire?
是神的荣光充满圣殿时那一个极荣耀的时刻吗？
Is it that, time when God's glory filled the temple?
我想那确实是一个非常荣耀的时刻。
That is indeed a very glorious time point.
但我这次读这几段圣经的时候，我里面有一个感觉。
But this time when I read these passages, I had a sense.
那个极强的见证是所有人的奉献都是因为神配得。
That strong testimony is that all the people are giving offering because God is worthy.
并且不是一次的奉献，是持续不断的奉献。
And it is not just a one-time offering, but it is a continual offering.
正因着这样的奉献，神认可这样的见证，也喜悦这样的见证，他就降下他的荣耀在我们当中。
Because of that offering, that continuous offering, that God is pleased with his people, therefore his glory came upon his people.
如果奉献的背后不是因着神配得，那是一个怎样的情况呢？
If behind the scenes, the offer is not due to God being, worthy, then what is that situation?
在出埃及记第32章里面记录了一件事。
In Exodus chapter 32, we recorded one event.
就是当时摩西在西乃山上迟迟不下来，然后神的百姓就在山下拿出一些金子，建造了一个铸造了一个金牛犊。
That is that when Moses was on the mountain and he delayed his coming down, people of Israel used their gold earrings and other things to make a golden calf.
我们可以留意几个细节。
We can pay attention to some of the details.
当这个牛犊建造成的时候，他们说这是领以色列出埃及的神。
When the golden calf was made, they said, "This is your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt."
他们在这个牛犊前面筑坛，并向耶和华守节。
And they built an altar before this golden calf, and they kept the day to the Lord.
他们第二天就在这个坛，就在这个牛犊面前的坛上献了燔祭和平安祭。
And the next day, on this altar, they offered burnt offerings and also brought peace offerings.
然后他们就心安理得地坐下吃喝起来玩乐。
And then they sat down to eat and drink and then rose up to play.
你就发现这几个细节，你知道他们依然是在向耶和华献祭。
Through these details, you know that they're still offering to God.
但是这个时候神变成了他们的偶像。
But at this point, God became their idol.
献祭成了为了他们自己目的，他们舒服的手段。
And the offering is a method for them to have comfort.
这样一个奉献让他们的良心没了感觉。
This kind of offering dumbed their conscience.
我读到这里的时候，我就在想，我的一些所谓的奉献是不是也是背后是这样的感觉。
And when I read this passage, I thought, are some of my so-called offering also similar in this vein?
我们确实需要主向我们显明我们的奉献到底是哪一种奉献。
We indeed need God to reveal what kind of offering we are offering.
如果我们的心里还不认为主是那个唯一配的。
If in our hearts we do not yet acknowledge that God is the only one who is worthy,
那就求主重新让我们经历他是那一个唯一配得的。
Then we ask the Lord to help us experience that he, once again, that he is the only one who is worthy.
历代志上29章18节。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 18.
大卫在这里说，耶和华我们列祖亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的神啊，求你使你的民长存这样的心思意念，坚定他们的心归向你。
Here David says, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people and fix their heart towards you.
大卫见到神的民这样的奉献，这样的摆上，他心里面无比的喜悦。
David was very pleased in his heart from this offering that the people have made.
他求神能让这些百姓长存这样的心思意念。
So he prayed to God that his people will always have this intent and thought in their heart.
我心里面觉得这个祷告不仅仅是为着神的百姓，更是为着神自己。
I thought this prayer is not just for his people, but for God himself.
如果我们每个人都能一直承认神是那个唯一配得的，一直更新我们的奉献。
If every single one of us can continue to acknowledge that God is the only one who is worthy and continue to renew our consecration,
神的心意才真的能得满足，那个见证才真的能在我们当中显出。
Then God's heart can truly be pleased and his testimony can be manifested in our midst.
愿意神把这个大卫的祷告也成就在我们的身上。
May the prayer of David be accomplished in our lives by our God as well.
也愿意我们心里面都有一个渴望，我们从今天开始，我们就要在经历神是那一个唯一配的。
And may we have the desire in our hearts that from this day forward we'll experience once again that God is the only one who is worthy.
我的教堂就到这。
This concludes my sharing.
弟兄姊妹大家好。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨开车来到聚会的这个路上的时候。我自己好像心里有一个问自己啊，就说这是不是我们又一次的聚集。
When I was driving here this morning, I had a question for myself, is this yet another gathering?
是不是我们又一天敬拜主，我们又有一次分享信息的机会。
I have once more an opportunity to worship God, and also once more an opportunity to fellowship.
我真是在想，突然就是一个感觉就进来。
When I was thinking about this, suddenly a thought came in.
我们在这里聚集是为了主的聚集。
We are gathering here. It is a gathering for the Lord.
不是为了我们。
It is not for our sake.
是为了主的见证。
It is for His testimony.
所以我们在地上活着，我们被主拯救，真是不是说我们按照我们的意思，我们觉着我们在哪里聚会。
So that when we are saved, we are not by ourselves determining where we want to meet.
应该主每一个主给每一个重生得救的儿女都有一个都有托付。
Because for every children of God who has been born again, God has given an entrustment.
愿我们真是看重主的托付，寻求这个托付。
That we would pay attention to this entrustment and we will seek this entrustment.
知道我们每次聚集都是为了主，是在主面前的聚集。
Until that day when all our meetings are in before the Lord's presence and for His sake.
我回到今天我要交通的。
I'll return to the topic I wanted to share today.
最近我们中年家庭组查考希伯来书。
Recently, our middle-age family group is studying the book of Hebrews.
我今天想重新整理一下我们弟兄姊妹们已经有的有关于安息的这个交通。
Today, I want to review the sharing that we already had regarding the rest.
Yeah, 并且加一些我自己个人的一些补充。
And I will also supplement with some of my sharing.
希伯来书第四章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒。
Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
我心中的一点开启是，真正的安息是关于生命的事。
What little I saw is that the true rest has to do with life.
是关于信心的。
It relates to faith.
无论如何，如果我们还是活在堕落的天然的这个魂的生命当中，不会有真正的安息。
If we're still living under the condition of a fallen soul, then we would not have rest.
彼得前书第一章第九节，我们都很熟悉。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9, we're very familiar with.
信心的果效是魂的救恩。
End of the faith is salvation of your souls.
我想先列出几点，就是我的观察，天然的魂的生命的性质和一些表现。
I want to share on some remarks I noticed regarding the manifestation of the natural soul.
我不用这个肉体这个词，我就是让大家明白我说的这个意思就可。
I will not use the word flesh, but you must understand.
天然的生命因着罪而堕落。
A natural life is fallen because of sin.
是与神断开的
and it is separated from God.
向神是独立的
and it is independent from God.
是自我中心，封闭在自己里边的
it is self-centered and focused on oneself.
为自己，靠自己而活
and to live for ourselves.
有属天的智慧，有属地的智慧
and we have earthly wisdom.
但是和真正的属天不相合，不 match.
But it doesn't match the heavenly wisdom.
可能也 不真正在意属天的事
and perhaps it does not care about heavenly matters
也不真正明白属天的事
and does not understand heavenly matters
另外一个表现是心里是刚硬的不顺服的
another manifestation is that in our heart is stubborn
我想就不想列举了
I will not give even more examples
而反过来，神赐给我们的生命是属天的生命。
But conversely, what the God has given our life is a heavenly life.
是与神，是连于神，与神合一的生命。
It is a life that is joined with God. It's a life that is united with God.
是以神为中心，为神而活，信靠神而活的生命。
It is God-centered and it is focused on God and living for God.
下面我想回到安息这个点。
I want to return to the point of rest.
结合我个人的一些体会和观察，我交通几个小点。
And I would share on some points that I have noticed.
第一点就是不安息是因着不信从的缘故。
The first is that to not have rest is because we do not believe.
夏令会常见弟兄交通信心是里边的真指导。
Our brother Chang shared during the retreat that, that faith is that we know truly within.
头脑中的相信不算，自己算出来的也不算。
If you believe in your mind, it doesn't count. And if you calculate it and believe it to be true, it doesn't count either.
我自己的经历是有时候当我把重担都交给主以后。
My experience is that when I have laid down my burden to the Lord,
常常自己的头脑的分析又进来了。
And I start to analyze in my mind again.
好像自己在替主来盘算。
It is as if I'm trying to calculate for God.
不知不觉又把重担自己又担起来。
And unbeknownst to me, I started carrying that burden once more.
另外一点，天然的人是活在自己里边，心是刚硬的，骄傲的。
Another point is that a natural man is someone who's living in oneself and his heart is hardened.
也无法承受神的恩典。
And he cannot receive the grace of God.
有时候说一些头脑中对的话。
Sometimes we say things that are correct.
但自己知道自己里边实际上是空的。
But we know ourselves that that is actually empty within.
自己做不到，但却用头脑中的这种知识来要求衡量自己和别人。
We cannot do it, but yet we use that head knowledge to require of ourselves and others.
把自己背不动的担子加在自己身上。
And we take those burdens that we cannot bear ourselves and put it on ourselves.
有时也加在别人的身上。
Sometimes also put it on others.
这其实是很黑暗和愚昧的。
This is indeed very dark, and this is darkness and foolish.
另外，我觉得自己有很多属世的智慧和眼光。
And also, we feel that we have a lot of earthly wisdom.
用来处理人情世故。
And we can deal with matters of other people and circumstances.
常常带着一些虚假。
And we often carry falsehood.
自己变得很复杂。
We become very complicated.
有时把别人想得很复杂。
And sometimes we project that onto others.
这是极大的捆绑。
This is a great encumbrance.
但是我们主的生命是属天的超越的生命，是有属天超越的性情。
But our Lord has a life that is heavenly and exceeds.
属天的智慧。
This is a heavenly wisdom.
柔和谦卑。
He's gentle and meek.
对我们永远是爱。
He loves us forever.
永远是那么单纯和现实。
He is always faithful and simple.
所以不论我们的光景如何，我们的主永远是我们的盼望。
No matter what our condition is, our Lord is always our hope.
感谢赞美主，在希伯来书写下之前，我们的主已经把通向安息的路指给了我们。
We thank the Lord that before the book of Hebrews was written, our Lord has already opened up the way of rest for us.
所以这是在我们当时交通过在小组交通的。
And we have shared this in our small group.
马太福音十一章二十八、二十九节。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and verse 29.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑。二十九节。
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
你们当负我的轭。
Take my yoke.
学我的样式。
Learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
主在向我们说，到我这里来。
The Lord is calling us to come.
让我们常靠着他宝血的洁净，柔软的来到主的面前。
That by the cleansing of his precious blood, I will come before the Lord often.
求主使我们更敞开，更单纯。
May the Lord cause us to be more open and more simple.
当主让我们里边有真的看见，我们就会真信得过主。
When we have a true seeing from within, then we can trust him.
可以把重担，把我们人整个的自己都交在主的手里。
That we can place our burden and our whole being in his hands.
感谢赞美主救主的应许，我们每个神的儿女都是主手中的工作。
We thank the Lord that all his children, all his people are his masterpiece.
主救我们不是要修饰我们天然的生命。
The Lord saved us not to cultivate our natural life.
而是要救我们堕落的魂。
but to save our fallen soul.
借着十字架不断带我们进入他赐给我们属天的生命中。
Through the cross to bring him, bring us into his heavenly life.
我们要学习走生命的路，信心的路，恩典的路。
We'll learn to walk on the way of faith and walk the way of grace.
盼望主要把属天的祝福和安息在基督里赐给个人和教会。
May God give his heavenly rest to those people who are in his house.
做主耶稣的见证。
To be his testimony.
当我们常仰望主，到主面前来学习信而顺服。
That will come often before him to learn to trust and obey.
学习尊主为大。
That be thou supreme.
我们可能就会越来越少地看环境，看我们自己。
And then we'll look less of our circumstance and ourselves.
也许我们也能不知不觉活在属天的生命里。
And perhaps unbeknownst to us, we'll live in a heavenly life.
活在主赐给的安息、平安和喜乐里。
And to live in the rest that God has, the Lord has given us.
我在这次准备这次交通书，在心里的感觉中，其实还是处于很多的不安息的这种有一些焦虑的光景之中。
This time when I was preparing, I was in a state where I have a lot of unrest.
但是就是前几天有一个不经意的一个时候。
But in a few days ago, during a moment,
一个意念就进来了。
A thought came in.
高举基督。
That lift up Christ.
当我抓住这个意念的时候。
When I cling on to that thought.
立刻觉得自己好像真是蒙了拯救。蒙了释放。
Suddenly, immediately, I felt that I was released and I was saved.
感谢主的怜悯。
Thank the Lord for His mercy.
这条生命的路是有关生死的事。
This way of life is regarding death and life.
是有关见证的事。
It is regarding testimony.
但我们不是每天紧张地反省自己。
But we ought not to every day to be afraid and examine ourselves.
也不是要追求自己的某些的感觉。
And to not pursue our own feelings.
我们追求的是主的自己。
But we pursue the Lord Himself.
我们可以常常抓住一句话。
We can often cling onto one word.
体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
Those who are mindful of the Spirit is peace and life.
最后我想交通一下我最近的个人的一点负担。
Finally, I want to share a little bit of my burden and my life.
当主光照并拿掉我一些头脑中所谓对主的认识和信心以后。
When God has illuminated me and removed some of my so-called knowledge in my head.
我突然有一种就是好像抓不住主的感觉。
I suddenly have this feeling that I cannot cling onto the Lord.
或许我以前头脑中的信心根本就没有真正的深深的抓住主。
Or perhaps in the past, with my head knowledge, I actually was not holding on to the Lord.
在我天然的头脑中，我可能从来就没有真正知道什么是这么大的救恩。
In my natural mind, perhaps I never fully comprehended how great this salvation is.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们人的感觉是暂时的，常常不可靠。
Or man's feeling is temporary and is unreliable.
主永远是信实的。
The Lord is always faithful.
他知道我们每个人的光景。
He knows our condition.
他是永久的磐石。
And He is the Rock of Ages.
他一直在抓住我们。
He is the one who's holding on to us.
他在牧养我们，建造他的教会。
He is feeding us and building His church.
我们总可以到主面前来。
We can come before the Lord.
他要拯救我们到底。
He will save us to the very end.
今年西岸聚会的时候
This year during the West Coast Christian Conference
孙弟兄勉励我们天国见
Our brother Godwin's son exhorted us that the kingdom of heaven is at hand
我想给我们不少人有很深的印象
I believe that many of us were deeply impressed by it
最近我们弟兄也在交通天国的福音
Recently our brothers have been sharing regarding the gospel of the kingdom
我今天想交通对天国的反应。
Today I want to share on the response to the kingdom.
在马太福音第三章里面。
In Matthew chapter 3.
圣洗约翰在旷野传道。
John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness.
他说天国近了，你们应该悔改。
He says the kingdom of heaven is near, you must repent.
这不仅是一个传道。
This is not just a preaching.
这是人声在旷野喊着说。
This is a voice crying out in the wilderness.
所以这是一个呼喊。
Therefore, this is a cry.
我以前读的时候，虽然它上面写的很清楚，天国近了。
In the past, when I read it, even though it says very clearly that the kingdom of heaven is at hand,
我从来没有想过这呼喊跟天国是发生关系的。
I never thought that this cry has anything to do with the kingdom.
我以为只是因为约翰是传悔改的喜跟预备主的道。
I always thought that because this John is preaching the way of repentance and he is baptizing in the name of repentance.
我以为只是和救恩有关系的。
I thought this had to do with salvation.
但是我们往下读的时候，
But if we continue to read it forward,
施洗约翰说，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来。
John the Baptist says that all the tree that does not bear good fruit, it must be cut down.
丢在火里。
To be thrown into the fire.
这个显然，这个要求是比救恩要高的。
We see that this requirement is higher than salvation.
所以这个呼喊是从救恩一直往下连到天国。
Therefore, this cry starts from salvation and continues to the kingdom.
我们看见这个呼喊，不同人有不同的反应。
We see that this cry caused different reaction to different people.
当时耶路撒冷全地，耶路撒冷犹太全地。
During that time, Jerusalem and all land of Judah,
并约旦河一带的人，
and all those in the, around the river Jordan,
他们都去到旷野受施洗约翰的洗。
They all went to the wilderness to be baptized by the John the Baptist.
我在想，如果我生活在当时，我会去吗？
I thought if I was living in that time, would I go?
我会从城里专门到旷野去受施洗约翰的洗吗？
Would I leave the city and go into the wilderness determined to be baptized by John the Baptist?
施洗约翰那时候可能30岁出头，是个年轻人。
John the Baptist might just be in his early 30s.
我会去找施洗约翰受他的洗吗？
Would I go seek him out and be baptized by him?
因为城里面是有会堂的。
Because in the city, there is a temple.
城里面每周都有聚会的。
And there are worship, there are gatherings every week.
甚至有名望的人讲道。
And perhaps there are famous people who speak.
讲的都是根据圣经的。
And all they speak of is based on the Bible.
我聚会的很习惯。
I'm very used to that meeting.
城里的生活我也很习惯。
I'm also used to the living in the city.
我会专门从城里专门跑到旷野，走出我的 comfort zone。去找施洗约翰吗？
Would I leave my comfort zone of the city and go to the wilderness to look for John the Baptist?
这一个呼喊能不能在我里面产生一个力量？
Could this cry create an impulse in my heart?
产生一个反应？
To cause a reaction?
当我听到说天国近了，
When I heard the kingdom of heaven is at hand,
我心里面有个感觉，
I have this feeling within.
我觉得我要悔改，
I feel that I need to repent.
我觉得我要有个改变。
I need to have a change.
当我看着自己的生活，
When I look at my own living,
当我诚实面对自己对主的心，
When I'm honest with myself regarding my heart towards the Lord,
当我想到说，其实很多事情我没有真的在主面前放下，
When I think of many things that I did not truly lay down before the Lord,
很多事情我没有真的很认真的带到主面前去对付，
A lot of things I did not seriously brought before the Lord to deal with,
对很多属灵的事情其实我心里是很随便的。
Regarding a lot of spiritual matters, I'm very careless.
当我听到说天国近了，
When I hear the kingdom of heaven is at hand,
我心里面有没有一种力量，有个感觉说我这样下去不可以？
Is there an impulse, is there a feeling in my heart that says I cannot continue this way?
所以我觉得我要回转，我要有个悔改。
Therefore, I must turn back, I must have a repentance.
一个人是先有反应，神才能够在他身上工作。
God can only work when someone has a reaction.
如果心里面没有反应，
If we do not have a reaction in our heart,
圣灵没有办法开始在一个人心里面修直他的道路。
The Holy Spirit cannot start to straighten the way in your heart.
它里面的弯弯曲曲，高高低低。
The crooked ways and the uneven ground.
圣灵没有办法去修直。
The Holy Spirit cannot start to make it straight.
有个反应只是一个开始。
To have that reaction is but the start.
但是这个开始也非常的重要。
Yes, that beginning is very important.
在那些去到旷野受洗的人当中。
Amongst those people who went to the wilderness to be baptized,
有法利赛人和撒都塞人。
They're Pharisees and Sadducees.
他们外面的反应跟别的人是一样的。
Their outward reaction is the same as others.
但是神看的是这个人里面的反应，里面的动机。
But God is looking at their heart within and what were their motivations.
所以施洗约翰对他们说，
So therefore John the Baptist said to them,
谁指示你们逃避将来的愤恨呢？
Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
法利赛人和撒都该人是非常熟悉圣经的。
Pharisees and Sadducees are very familiar with the Bible.
他们在真理上是很清楚的。
They know the truth very well.
他们知道国度意味着奖赏，也意味着审判。
They know the kingdom speaks of reward and also judgment.
他们的心中可能想，
In their hearts, they might have thought this way.
我进天国，我就是为了不要在外面的黑暗当中哀哭切齿。
To enter the kingdom of heaven for me, it is for the point of not being in outer darkness and have weeping and gnashing of teeth.
如果没有这个后果，
if there's no such consequence,
其实天国对我也没多大吸引，
then there's no true draw for me for the kingdom of heaven.
我想进天国，其实我要为了逃避那个将来的外面那个黑暗。
I wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven because I want to flee from the outer darkness.
施洗约翰说，谁叫你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
John the Baptist asked, who warned you to flee from that wrath?
因为这个不是神的心意。
Because that is not the heart of God.
神的心意不是说不让你在外面的黑暗当中。
The heart of God is not so that you do not have to be in the outer darkness.
神的心意是让我们进天国，便是丰丰富富的进天国。
The God's heart is for you to enter the kingdom of heaven and enter it abundantly.
所以施洗约翰说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
And that is why, John the Baptist says that you must bear fruits worthy of repentance.
如果一个人里面的动机是不对的，
if someone's motivations are incorrect,
他的反应是不对的，
then their reactions are incorrect.
他外面多努力，
no matter how well they strive outwardly,
他感觉自己有多懊悔，
no matter how much they regret,
他结出的果子不可能与神的心意是相称的。
The fruit that they bear cannot possibly be worthy of God's heart.
所以神是看一个人的内心，他内心当他听到这个天国信息的时候，
So therefore God looks at the heart when someone hears this message of the kingdom of heaven.
他是不是有个反应？
Do they have a reaction?
并且是不是有个对的反应？
And do they have a correct reaction?
在马太福音第三章当中，
In Matthew chapter 3,
还有一个人他对天国有个反应。
There's another man who had a response.
就是我们的主耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
我们主耶稣那时候他也到施洗约翰那里去受浸。
Our Lord Jesus also went to the John the Baptist to get baptized.
我们罪人需要为天国做预备。
Or the sinners must prepare themselves for the kingdom.
天国的王也需要为天国做预备吗？
Does the king of the kingdom need to prepare for that kingdom?
所以施洗约翰说，我应当受你的浸，你反倒上我这里来吗？
John the Baptist says, I ought to be baptized by you. How come you come to me?
那时候主耶稣说，许我，我们理当尽诸般的义。
Jesus answered and said, permit it to be so now, for that it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
我读的时候里面有感觉。
When I read this, I had a sense within.
天国是父神为着主耶稣。
The kingdom of heaven is what prepared by the Father for the Son.
但是在主耶稣的心中，
But in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
也是为着神的。
It is also for God.
所以主耶稣他愿意为着天国，他愿意把自己完全的摆下。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus, for the sake of the kingdom, he is willing to completely lay himself down.
他愿意把自己摆在一个罪人的地位上。
And he is willing to put himself in the position of a sinner.
他甚至愿意把自己摆在施洗约翰下面，受施洗约翰的洗。
Even to the point of putting himself under John the Baptist to be baptized by John the Baptist.
主耶稣给我们一个榜样。
Lord Jesus gave us an example.
对着天国的反应。
What the reaction for the kingdom?
主耶稣也愿意对自己暴力。
The Lord Jesus is willing to do violence on himself.
这是我一点读马太福音第三章心里面一点的感觉。
This is a sense I had when I was reading Matthew chapter 3.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Kingdom of heaven is at hand. You must repent.
这是一个呼喊。
This is a cry.
不同的人对呼喊有不同的反应。
Different people have different reaction to this cry.
愿我们心中真的能够有反应。
May we truly have a reaction in our heart.
也愿神显明，愿我们里面的反应是一个对的反应。
And may God reveal that the reaction we have is a correct reaction.
自我一点教导。
This is, concludes my sharing.
我是最后一位。
I'm the last.
那个我们分组里面刚刚有提到，我们有交通腓立门、希伯来书跟雅各书。
In our group, we have been studying Philemon, Hebrews, and James.
对于雅各书来讲，我知道有一个，它有一个 repetition， 就是有一个大家知道一个事情。
In James, there's a repetition.
就是以前马丁路德他。在传讲因信称义的时候，他不太喜欢雅各书。
That is when Martin Luther was preaching, he didn't quite like the book of James.
对，因为雅各书里面蛮强调基督徒的行为。
Because in James, he emphasizes on the conduct of Christians.
所以这次我看雅各书的时候，我也希望自己在这个方面都有点认识。
Therefore, this time when I was studying James, I wanted to have some understanding in this matter.
雅各书仍然是圣经，仍然是神的话。
Because the book of James is in the Bible and it is the word of God.
对，我是希望自己第一点有真实的信心。
First, I wanted to have true faith.
第二个，我希望我有信心的话能够带出行为。
Second is that if I have faith, I wanted to bring forth works.
第三个是我希望我的行为是出于信心的。
And the third is that I want my works to be flowing out of faith.
对，所以我希望在这个方面自己也继续有一些的追求。
Therefore, I wanted to have some pursuit in this matter.
我们念一下雅各书。
Let's read from the book of James.
第一章的21到23节。
Chapter 1, verse 21 to 23.
对不起，第一章的21到25节。
Chapter 1, verse 21 to 25.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。我有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此。这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But do be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
对，我其实是试着去体会一下那个雅各他的感觉。
This time I was trying to understand the feeling of James.
对，雅各这边讲的是说，有些人是只听不行的。
James is talking about there's people who are hearers only and not doers.
或是也有说自以为懂却是不去行的。
In other words, people who seem to think that they understand, but they do not carry it out.
另外一个地方是第二章的第14到17节。
The second passage is chapter 2, verse 14 to 17.
14到17，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：“平平安安的去吧。”愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为，就是死的。
14 to 17. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has a faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit it? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
21 and 22.
21 and 22.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?
然后最后一节，26节。
Finally, verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
我这是我个人感觉哈。
This is my sense.
对于一些情形。只听却不行，只听到不行道。
In certain circumstances, when we hear the word, but we are not doers.
然后第二章这边讲的着重是在有些人只会说，却不去行动。
And the second condition here in chapter 2 is that those who will say it, but will have no action.
对，就是他不仅自以为懂。
Not only does he think he knows it,
而且还会讲。
He will even explain it,
但却不去行。
But he does not carry it out.
我个人感觉雅各对这些情况感觉很厌烦。
My sense is that James is very tired of this second group.
对，对这些只说不行，只听不行，只说不行的这些普遍的情形，他里面感觉有一个很大的负担。
Sorry, he's tired of both groups. That from those people who are only hearers but not doers, or those who will think that they know and then they speak it but then they do not carry it out. There's too much.
对，所以他觉得这样下去是不行的，所以有这些劝勉。
He thought it cannot go on this way. Therefore, he has this exhortation.
以前有时候听到一些弟兄们会这样子说。
Sometimes in the past, we would hear brothers share this.
对，如果来聚会，但却没有真正的领受有改变的话，是浪费时间。
If you come to gathering but you do not truly grab hold of something and have effect, then that is wasting of your time.
其实我心中，那当时我听的时候，心中其实也不是说不同意。
When I heard this, it wasn't that I completely disagreed with it.
只是感觉说，哎呀，讲这个话会不会太严厉了？好像。聚会完全是浪费时间。
I just thought maybe this is a bit too severe that the entire gathering is wasting of time.
经过这些年来，不管对人对自己的观察，真的是如此。
After many years of observing others and also for myself, it is indeed so.
因为雅各也是这种感觉。
Because James felt this way too.
他说如果只是听到。
He said that if you're only hearers.
好像你早上出门的时候照镜子。
It is as if in the morning before you leave, you look at the mirror.
对你照一照，哦 ，OK， 这个状况正常就出门。
You look at the mirror and you make sure you're okay and then you leave.
然后你不会再去把那个镜子里面的形象一直放在心里面去记住它。
And you wouldn't continue to think about your image that was reflected from the mirror.
所以雅各一直说，我们只会听到的人就好像一看船，好像开船一下有个痕迹之后就没了。
Then, so James is explaining that those who are only hearers and not doers are like if you have a boat sailing on the water and then suddenly it passes by and there's no more evidence.
Yeah, 谢谢。这并不是说听到不好。
It's not that it's bad to be hearers.Of the word.
但一直听到只是会听到有个危险。
But there's a danger if you're only hearers of the word.
因为他会欺哄自己。
Because you will not deceive yourself.
他欺哄自己却没有 这个是第22节他所欺哄自己却没有21节讲的真正灵魂那个魂的改变跟得救。
But these people will be deceiving themselves in verse 22 that they would notTheir spirits will not be affected.
Okay. 那相对的来讲，就是有些话语是被栽种在心里面。
sorry, that their souls will not be saved. But there are some words that are implanted in the heart.
对，然后但这个二十五节哈，这个他说使人自由之律法。
In verse 25, there is this perfect law of liberty.
也许我会觉得可以把它代换成圣经或是神的道、神的话是可以的。
Perhaps we can substitute the Bible or the Word of God here.
他说是详细反复的去反复思想神的话。
Here it says to look into it, continue in it.
所以以至于他不会听了就忘记。
So that you would not just forget after hearing.
而是在反复的去思想寻求的过程里面他愿意去实行
But in the process of continuing to look into it and continue in it that you will carry it out
对他在第二章里面他说只会说但是却不去行
In chapter 2 it speaks of those who will only speak it but not carry it out
这边其实我也会领会说因为有真实的信心并且有属灵的看见才会产生行为
We can also comprehend it this way that if there is true faith and also true spiritual seeing then that would bring about works
也就是说你真的有一个真实的信心会带出行为的
In other words, if you have true faith then it will bring about works
反过来讲他是用一个能够看见抓住的一个行为的事实的表现来印证我们的信心是真的
This is using turning it around to look at something we can see that this works to reveal the genuineness of faith that cannot be seen
对比如说我们都相信说我们应该要背十字架
Perhaps we can say this we all know that we ought to carry the cross
但在我们真正的表现里面其实我这个人并不接受更正
But in reality, I'm not correctable
我们都知道说神会是我们的好牧人他看顾我们的需要
We all know that God is a good shepherd and he tends to our needs
但事情来的时候我们心中却忧虑不安
But when something happens, then we are restless and without peace
对我们也好像相信说基督的生命在我们里面是可以活出来的
And we believe that Christ's life is in us and it can be manifest
但是遇到那个极大的刺激和环境的时候我们却觉得说这不可能做不到
But when severe circumstances come about we think it's impossible
对我们也相信说我们要在这里能够建立祭司的国度
And we also believe that here we ought to be a kingdom of priests
但是在心里面却没有想要自己做神的祭司。
But in our hearts, we do not ourselves want to be those priests.
对，我们表面相信主是听祷告的神。
Superficially, we believe that the Lord hears prayers.
对，我们要请问我们在家的时候有多少的祷告。
We ask ourselves, how much prayer do we have at home?
我们也表面相信主要再来。
Outwardly, it seems like we believe that the Lord is returning.
但是我们的行动表现是否像是一个等候主再来的人
But do our actions show that we are actually people who are waiting for His return?
所以弟兄姊妹，这些的我们的反应跟行动，就是反射了我们是不是有真实的信心。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, looking at the reaction and actions of these things, we can deduce whether we actually have faith.
所以在这最后一句他说身体没有灵魂是死的。
The last verse says that the body without the spirit is dead.
所以但愿这些的行为这些的行动呢是其实跟那个信心的那个 reality 是连在一起的。
So may these works be related joined with the reality of faith.
对，在外面我们好像说，哎，有信心。
Outwardly, we say there's faith.
然后我相信。
And I believe.
但里面有一个 reality.
But within there's a reality.
是不是属灵的真的看见
？Is there a true spiritual seeing?
然后真的相信。
True belief.
然后我们这个行动就跟这个实质是连在一起的。
Then our works will be joined with this reality.
然后在雅各的感觉里面，这个实质呢？就是整个信心的那个灵魂
And in James's view, this works is the spirit of the faith.
对，所以也就是说，如果我们真正有这个信心出来的行为的话，那个整个整个信心的光景里面就有外面的信心，有外面看得见的信心，也有里面信心的实际。
That is to say, once we have faith with works, then that shows that we have that faith that can be seen, but also the reality of faith within that cannot be seen.
我想这也是对于我来讲，要一直继续多去寻求学习的。
For myself as well, this is something we must continue to learn.
我们一同有一点结束的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we come with a thankful heart.
主啊，我们再次说你是得胜的主。
Once again, we say you are victorious, Lord.
主啊，我们人是有我们的限制。
Lord, we have restrictions on man.
主啊，但是你的自己，你的生命是没有任何的限制。
That your life is without restriction.
主啊，愿你继续的多吸引我们，多得着我们这个人。
May you draw us more and apprehend us more.
好，叫我们往更进深的道路，在那里竭力的追求。
That we can go deeper into your pursuit of you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天聚会就到这里。
I'll conclude our meetings here today.